Today's daf is Vachem Daf Samach Zayin. We are holding on Daf Samach Vav and Beis. Once again, today's shir is sponsored by Henry Olinsky, the Zeichem Nishmas Rebbetzin Peshe Yenta Weiss, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah from the Zechus of our learning. We're holding up the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav and Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss. We just started, the first line of the Mishnah. We didn't get very far, so hopefully we'll get a little further today, discussing when Karbanos HaRapasul would become Nevela, because after all, you're doing a Malika on these Karbanos HaOf. So, L'chora, they should become a Nevela if they're not a Kasher or Karban. So when do they become a Nevela? And more at length, we're going to discuss, when are they subject to Me'ila and when are they not subject to Me'ila? And that's going to be a long discussion between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua, where there's a whole back and forth in the Mishnah, almost uncharacteristic of a Mishnah to have the whole conversation back and forth. And then the Gemara is going to open with a Braisa, where the conversation continues, where the debate between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua extends in terms of what's subject to Me'ila and what's not. And ultimately, it comes to the understanding that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, treating an Olas Ha'of like a Chatas Ha'of turns it into a Chatas Ha'of. Meaning it's not just Tam that it becomes possible as an Olas Ha'of. When you do everything with the bird like it's a Chatas Ha'of, it actually takes on the status of a Chatas Ha'of, and that's the notion called Hamshacha. So that notion, that topic of Hamshacha, is the topic of the entire daf, of turning one carbon into another by treating it like the other. And the Gemara is going to discuss, can Hamshacha work in the other direction? What if you take a Chatas Ha'of and you treat it entirely like an Olas Ha'of? Does that also make Hamshacha? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to bring two challenges to this din of Hamshacha, to turn something from an Ola into a Chatas by treating the Olas Ha'of like a Chatas Ha'of. It's going to bring two challenges from Mishnayis and Maseches Kinim. So this is one of, there is no Talmud Bavli on Maseches Kinim. This is one of the few Sugyos HaShas that really gets into Mishnayis and Maseches Kinim. So at least I left you with some challenging topic, but at least I didn't leave you with this Bachand of Samu Zayin. So it's what's that? Yeah, this is, get ready. So this one's going to be, okay, let's see if we can decipher. So says the Mishnah, the Kulan, all the Chatos and the Olos that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, where you do them in a way that either they're going to be kosher, they're going to be pasul, ein mitamin beveis habliya. If you eat them, they don't have a din of nevelas of tahar, which would be mitame beveis habliya. Meaning even those karbanos that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that are going to be pasul, the malika doesn't turn it into a nevela, and therefore it's not going to be mitame. And obviously in the cases where they're kosher, the malika is not going to turn it into a nevela, and it's not going to be mitame beveis habliya. But also umal and behen, in all of those situations that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, they're still subject to me'ila, because the only way something will lose the an animal that's kodesh will lose the mi'ila status is when you did enough to make it mutter l'kohanim. But if those karbanos are going to be pasul, they never became mutter l'kohanim, so they retain their mi'ila status, except for one example that we had in the previous mission, which is chutz michatas of shasol lemata kimasa chatas l'shem chatas, except for a chatas of which you did exactly correctly the way a chatas of is supposed to be done, that since a chatas becomes mutter to the kohen to eat, so mele it loses its mi'ila status. Now, what about the case where you did the olas ha'of exactly as the olas ha'of was supposed to be done? Yes, olas ha'of, that's kosher also, but it will retain its mi'ila status because an ola never becomes mutter l'kohanim. An ola, by definition, is entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Olas ha'of sha'asol lemata kema'ase chatas, another din by an ola that's made l'shem chatas. Let's say you take an olas ha'of and you do it on the bottom half of the mizbeach like a chatas, kema'ase chatas, you do a malika of only one simin, you do hazas hadam before you do the mitzvah, and you do it l'shem chatas, having in mind that it should be a chatas. So you treat the ola entirely like a chatas. This is the machlokas of Lezer Bishua that we're going to spend the majority of the daf on. Lezer Omer Moalin Ba, that subject to Me'ila even after you do the Matan Dam. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ein Moalin Ba. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's not going to be Moal, and the Gemara is going to explain that the reason Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not subject to Me'ila is because by treating the Ola like a Chatas, it has turned into a Karban Chatas. It has changed into a Karban Chatas. It doesn't sound that that way from the Mishnah yet. From the Mishnah, it seems that the reason for Yeshua is that there's no Me'ila when you're Meshana a carbon to something that doesn't have Me'ila. Meaning, not that it actually becomes it, but that when you treat a carbon like something that doesn't have Me'ila, so Me'ila, it won't have Me'ila. So, working with that understanding, Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, I have a raya that I'm correct, that an Ola that was done in a puzzle way, even if the way that you did it was that you treated it entirely like a chatas, that it's still going to be subject to Me'ila. And here's my raya. Uma im chatas she'en molin ba l'shma, a carbon chatas where there's no Me'ila once you've done everything properly with the carbon chatas. You did it l'shma, you did it exactly correctly. There's no Me'ila, but kishashina eshma. If you take the chatas and you start treating it like an ola, molin ba, it is subject to Me'ila because it's pasul. And any carbon that's pasul never had a heter achil of kohanim, so it's always going to be subject to Me'ila. And therefore, my kal v'chomer is like this. Ola shemol and bolishma, a carbon ola that even if you do it properly, it's subject to Me'ila because an ola is never mutter for anybody, for any human being to eat. Kishashina eshma, when you take that ola, which will never be mutter for anybody to eat, and you mistreat it, you treat it like a chatas, all the more so should still be subject to Me'ila. Meaning even that which is normally not subject to Me'ila, by mistreating it, it becomes Me'ila, becomes subject to Me'ila. That which is normally, yes, subject to Me'ila, for sure when you mistreat it, should remain subject to Me'ila. So the Ola that's treated like a chatos, Ola which is subject to Me'ila, that you treat like a chatos, should for sure remain subject to Me'ila. So I'm a little bit sure, says it's a bad kal v'chomer. Lo, mamarta b'chatos, you know, by chatas, we said you're going to be moel when you treat it like an ola. That's because shashina eshma l'shem ola. Because what did you try to turn it into? You tried to turn it into an ola. Shekin shina eshma l'davar shiesh ba me'ila. You've turned it into something that has me'ila, that is subject to me'ila. And that's why it's going to be subject to me'ila. Tomer ba ola, shashina eshma l'shem chatas, shekin shina eshma l'davar she'en ba me'ila. Meaning there is no idea that when you mistreat something, it's automatically more subject to Me'ila. When you mistreat a chatas to turn it into an ola, it's more subject to Me'ila, because ola is more subject to Me'ila than a chatas. But it doesn't necessarily work in the reverse. When you mistreat an ola to become a chatas, it's not more subject to Me'ila. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's response. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, very kachi kachim. What about kachi kachim with Allah? Is you're supposed to shecht it dafka in the northern half of the Azara, but what you did is sheshchatan bedarum, that you passled the kachi kachim by shechting it in the southern part of the Azara. Ushchatan l'shem kachim kalim. So you shechted it where kachim kalim are supposed to be shechted, and you had in mind the shem kachim kalim. Yochichu, that should shed some light on us by the ola sa'of that you treat like a chatos. Why? Shekein shina eshamam, because in the case where you shecht kachim kachim in the south, like kachim kalim, you have turned it into shina eshamam ledavar she'en bo me'ila. You've turned it into something that is not subject to me'ila, because kachim kalim is ne'echal, kachim kalim could be eaten, umo'olin behen, and nevertheless it's subject to me'ila because you've passled it by shechting it in the south, and the zrika that you do afterwards is not going to take away the me'ila because it's not being matter the animal to anybody, because the whole carbon is pasul. So we don't say that it's excluded from the din of me'ila by changing it. So afatal to tamala ola. So therefore the same should apply to carbon ola, to an ola sa'ov. Even though you've turned it into, you started treating it like something that doesn't have Me'ila, meaning you started treating it like a chatas of shimulaba, it should still be subject to Me'ila. Meaning if kachim kachim that you start treating like kachim kalim is going to be subject to Me'ila, even though kachim kalim is less subject to Me'ila than kachim kachim, so an ola that you start treating like an ola sof, they start treating like a chatas of, should also be subject to Me'ila, even though normally an chatasof is less subject to milah than an olasof. So Amar lo Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur responds, lo, you can't bring me a raya from kachim 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 kalim. Im amarti b'kachim kachim sheshchatam b'darim sheshchatam l'shem kachim kalim shekein shina eshemam l'davar sheyesh bo iser v'heter. When you take kachim kachim and you treat it like kachim kalim, what are you trying to turn it into? You're trying to turn it into something that the basar becomes mutar ba'achila and is not subject to Me'ilah, but there are other parts of it that remain subject to Me'ilah. The Emurim are Karav al Gabi HaMizbeach, and those parts, even of Kachim Kalim, remain subject to Me'ilah. So what you're doing is you're taking Kachim Kachim, you're treating it like Kachim Kalim, which are partially subject to Me'ilah. So yes, that's going to be puzzle and still remain subject to Me'ilah. But when you take an Ola and you treat it like a Chatos, which is not subject to Me'ilah at all, no part of it is subject to Mila, maybe that takes away the status of Mila. Tomar ba'ola, shashina shema, ledavar shakulo hater. That's not going to prove in case of an ola sa'of, where you treat it like a chata sa'of, where there's no mi'ila at all. It doesn't have a murim that are brought on the mizbeach. So you can't prove from kachim kachim that a shechted bedarum, l'shem kachim kalim, to a case of ola sa'of, that's shechted l'chata sa'of. Now, clearly it seems from the Mishnah that the reason of Rabbi Shua is that a carbon that you're mishana b'shmo u'b'masav to something that doesn't have me'ila at all, like an ola sa'of l'shem chata sa'of, is now no longer going to be subject to me'ila. So most of the Acharim understand that this is a din mechudosh in hilchos me'ila, that a carbon that's pasul becomes like that which you have treated it like, meaning if you've treated it like it's something else, it becomes like that something else as far as the laws of me'ila are concerned. And therefore, karban can only lose its me'ila status with matan dam, just like a chatos is yotzei midei me'ila only with matan dam. However, the Briska Rav understands that the fact that there's no me'ila min haTorah is because hir baba b'shinuyim. What does that mean? You've done it, you've treated it so differently, and therefore when you take a carbon that's supposed to be X, and you don't make it like X with a modified, you make it totally different, you turn it into Y, you turn it into something totally different, says the Brisk Rav, we treat that like a carbon shemesa, like a carbon that died, and kachim shemesu or yatsu midei me'ila, kachim that die no longer are subject to me'ila. That's how the Brisk Rav understands this din. Why then does it only work if you treat the ola like the chatas, where you treat the ola like something that doesn't have me'ila? You know, if you treat a chatas like an ola, you've also treated it entirely different than it really is, so it should also be lose its me'ila status. He says, you're right, midaraisa it does. That's a din midarabanan, that it's still going to be subject to me'ila when you treat a chatas like an ola. Treating an ola like a chatas loses the me'ila status on a daraisa level, and treating a chatas like an ola would also lose the me'ila status on a daraisa level, says Brisk Rav. It's only a din midarabanan that it doesn't. Okay, that's the ha'ara of the Brisk Rav. Now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa where the conversation continues. So Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar l'Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Elazar says Rabbi Shua as follows. Asham sheshchato batzafon. What if you shech the carbon asham batzafon, which is where you're supposed to shech the carbon asham? L'shem shlamim. But you have in mind that it should be a kachim kalim, it should be a carbon shlamim. Yochiach. That should shed some light on our discussion of an olas ha'of that's treated exactly like a chatas. Why? Sheshina eshemo. Here you took the carbon asham and you had in mind that it should be a shlamim. Uma olimbo. And it's subject to me'ila. So v'afatal to tamal. And therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, when you treat an ola sa'of like a chata sa'of, you are meshana eshemo, so it should be subject to me'ila. So I'm a little bit sure. Rabbi Shua says that's not a comparison at all. Lo, mamarta ba'asham. You know, you're going to talk about an asham that retains a me'ila status, she'im shina eshemo, lo shina smakomo. Because the case you gave me was not where you treated the asham exactly like a shlamim. No, you had in mind a shlamim, but you actually shechted it at Safon, where the asham belongs. Tamar ba'ola shina shema v'shina smakoma. You're going to bring that as a raya to a case where you take an ola sof and treat it mamish 100% like a chata sof. Samala Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer says back to Rabbi Shua, okay, what about the following case? Asham sheshchato badarom l'shem shlamim. What if you take a carbon asham, you shecht it where a shlamim is supposed to be shechted, and you do it l'shem shlamim. Shashina shmo, vishina smakomo. You treated it like a shlamim. You brought it to the place where a carbon shlamim should be shachted. Umoalim bo, and yet it's still subject to me'ila. So afatal tatama al ha'ola, sha'afal pi shashina shma, vishina smakomo moalim bo. So you should say the same thing by an ola that you treat like a chatas, that it should still be subject to me'ila, so that should be a raya. Amalur Rabbi Shua says, you're still not there. Lo, mamarta ba'asham, shashina shmo, vishina smakomo, Veloshina es ma'asav. You know, what's the example you're giving me where you took an asham and you shecht it where you shecht the shlamim and you had in mind the shlamim, but you were doing all of the asham things on it. All the avodos that you were doing were asham avodos, so you haven't really changed it fully. So tomar ba'ola shashina eshma es maseha veshina es makoma. You know, our case is where you took a carbon ola and you entirely treat it like a carbon chatas. You do it l'shem chatas. You do it like a maisa chatas with malika of only simen echad. And as far as the azaz is concerned, is all the halachos like a chatas. And you shechted lemata on the bottom half of the mizbeach, which is where a chatas gets shechted. So Amar Rava. So Rava just points out, you know. So that's the end of that conversation in the Braisa. So Rava says, why is that the end of the conversation? Meaning, if Rabbi Elazar really wanted to make his point by using a model of an asham that shechted as a shlamim, and Rabbi Shua just keeps telling him, you know, you're not there yet, because in order to be a proper model, it has to be exactly where you take every detail of carbon shlamim and you apply it to this animal that was designated as an asham. So why didn't Rabbi Elazar just follow up and say, okay, what if you have a case where you have every detail? Amar Rava, v'nei malei, asham sheshchato badarom, l'shem shlamim, b'shinoi b'aylim, sheshina shmo, v'shinas mekomo, v'shinas maisav. Why not say that the case of a carbon asham where you shecht it, where a shlamim is supposed to be shechted badarom, b'shinoi b'aylim, we'll see, that's not really relevant over here, but it becomes relevant from the Hemshech, where your Mishana Shemo, you do it L'Shem Karban Shlamim, and you do it Badarom, and Shina Es Ma'asav, and you change the Ma'asim, you treat it like an Asham. So, and nevertheless, it's still subject to Mi'ila, and therefore he should have said, I have a Raya, that an Olas Ha'ov, that you do L'mata, Kima'asa Chatas, L'Shem Chatas, should still be subject to Mi'ila. So midalo karmelei hachi, from the fact that Rav Lazar didn't make that point to Rabbi Yeshua, shema mina nachas Rav Lazar the time of Rabbi Yeshua, we see that ultimately Rav Lazar understood where Rabbi Yeshua was coming from, and where Rabbi Yeshua was coming from was as following: Damar Rav Ad Barava Omer Hayu Rabbi Yeshua. When you treat an Ola Sa'of completely like a Chatas, as soon as you do Malika on one Simen, right, which is what happens to a Chatas, it now mamish becomes a Chatas Sa'of. You can never say such a thing by an Asham that's treated like a Shlamim, that it would mamish become like a Shlamim, no matter how much you treat it like a Shlamim. And Rabbi Lazar understood that you would never be able to say such a thing by an Asham turning into a Shlamim. Now, what the Gemara does not mention is, why? Why is that so obvious? Meaning, if I could turn an Ola Sof into a Chatasof by treating it exactly like a Chatasof, why is it so obvious that I cannot turn an Asham into a Shlamim by treating it exactly like a Shlamim? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim over here. Tosel says that the Din Amshacha is only by Karbanos Ha'of because there is a special Din that when you buy a Kan, when you buy a set of birds, Stam, and you don't say at the time that you're buying it, which one is going to be the Ola, which one is going to be the Chatas, that simply by the Kohen doing the Ola type things to one of them and Chatas type things to the other one, that's what's Koveya, one as an Ola and one as a Chatas. So specifically by birds, the way it's treated, we find that there's precedent by birds, the way it's treated very often is Koveya what it is. So in a chinami, over here we're talking about a bird that you already were koveya what it is, and you're treating it like the opposite thing. But it has, when he treats it entirely like the opposite thing, we see specifically by birds there's this heightened sensitivity to be changed, to be affected by the way it's being treated. By animals, you don't ever have such a thing. You don't have such a thing where an animal is like, you know, a blank. It's totally undefined. And then, because the Kohen starts bringing it like an Asham, that it becomes an Asham. It has to be designated in advance. It's only by birds where you have such a thing. That's how Tosfos explains why it's so obvious that treating an Asham like a Shlamim doesn't turn it into a Shlamim, but treating an Olas Ha'of like a Chatos Ha'of will in fact turn it into a Chatos Ha'of. Shitun Gvetzah says a little differently in the name of the Riva, that I'm Shacha, this idea of turning it into another Karban is only Shaykh by Karbanos Ha'of, because there are only two options by Karbanos Ha'of. There's Ola and there's Chatos. You know, when you start doing different things with an animal than you're supposed to, meaning you start doing avodos that are not, so you have to go through like a whole checklist. Wait, is he treating it like this kind of carbon, that kind of carbon, that kind of carbon? So it could be that it's a, you know, it's a mix of all sorts of different things. I don't know, is that a toda thing or a shlamim thing that he's doing, that they're very similar carbonos? So, but by a bird, it's much easier because there's only chatos and ola. So when you see he's treating it like a chatos, it's obvious that it's a chatos. So that could be kaveya, the shame chatos on the animal. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's real svara. Rabbi Yeshua's real svara is this din of hamshacha, that when an ola is treated like a chatos, it becomes a chatos, and memela, it's not going to be subject to me'ila anymore, because a chatos is not subject to me'ila. So the Gemara says, okay, ihachi, if that's Rabbi Yeshua's thinking, that an ola sa'of that's treated exactly like a chatos becomes a chatos when you're molik one simen, well, chatos of namisha sa'olamalik, kamasa ola, mikim molik basimen echati mashik v'tavi ola sa'of. Why don't we say the opposite as well, that if you treat a chatos exactly like an ola, when you cut one simen, it should become an ola, v'chite ma'achinami. And if you can say, yeah, in achinami, that's true as well. V'am Rabbi Yochum v'shum Rabbina, kach yatzah shel Mishnah, my love, kach yatzah v'sulo, that we have a statement of Rabbi Yochum v'shum Rabbina, that kach yatzah shel Mishnah, that the Mishnah, which records the machlokes of those Rabbi Yeshua, in a case of an ola that's treated like a chatos, the machlokes is only in that case and in no other case. So he said, "Lo, kach yatzah shel kula Mishnah." No, maybe not. Maybe when he says kach yatzah shel Mishnah, he means that just like they argue about an ola that you treat like a chatos, the same machlokes may apply by a chatos that you treat like an ola. And maybe Rabbi Shua would say that there's a din of hamshach over there as well, and that it becomes an ola, and it becomes an ola, and it's kasher. And the Mishnah is saying that it's possible is against Rabbi Yeshua. So it says Gemara, no. Rav Asher Bish Lama Ola Sof Shasal Lamata Kamasa Chatos L'Shem Chatos Kiven Taha Hechshera B'Simen Echad V'Ha Hechshera B'Shnei Simanim V'Ola Sof Lamata Lesa Kiven De Malak Ba Simen Echad Nimshechas V'Nasis Chatos Ha'of. He says, I understand very well. When you treat an Ola Sof like a Chatos Ha'of, meaning you do it Lamata and you do everything like a Chatos Ha'of. Now the halacha is a Chatos Sa'of, the malika is only supposed to be done on one simen. An ola sa'of, the malika is supposed to be done on shnei simanim. Now, there's no such thing as an ola sa'of that you do the malika on the bottom half of the mizbech. That would passel the ola sa'of. So, kevan de malak ba simen echad. When you do a malika of one simen and you're on the bottom half of the mizbech, so it you don't yet have the psul of ola sa'of. The psul of ola sa'of doing a malika on the bottom half of the mizbech is when you're malik shnei simanim, because that's what defines ola sa'of. So this psul of ola sa'of hasn't yet set in, because you were not molek shnei siman lamata. But since you were molek simen echad, it's like a hecker that you have turned this into a chatas. So that's why we could have hamshacha, because ola sa'of, the shame ola sa'of, ola psula hasn't set in yet. The shame ola psula would only set in when you're molek both simanim. And you preempted that by being molek simen echad and turning it into a chatas before shame ola psula could set in. But by the reverse, el chata sa'of, but by a chata sa'of where you're going to do it lamala, you're going to do it on the top half of the mizbech and treat it exactly like an ola, kivin da mermar, malika b'kol makom, kshera, that a malika of a chata sa'of is kasher anywhere. Meaning even if you do malika of a chata sa'of on the top half of the mizbech, it's going to be kasher. Mekim malik basimen echad, as soon as you are molik one simen of the chata sa'of on the top half of the mizbech, and you're doing it having in mind the shem ola, if so, right then and there, it became a chatos psula. It became a chatos psula before you ever had a chance to turn it into an ola. Simen echad turned it into a chatos psula. Because because it's a chatas shelo lishma, and a chatas shelo lishma is possible. So ki hader malak yidach siman, the fact that you continue the malika on to the next siman and you cut both simanim, heichi mimashcha v'havya olasov, how could it possibly turn into an olasov? It already became a pasul achatos with the malika of the first siman. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua only says this fancy din of hamshacha when you take an ola and you treat it like a chatos, but not when you take a chatos and you treat it like an ola. So when Rabbi Yochanan said kach hi hatzah shel mishnah, it means that the only case where Rabbi Lozman and Rabbi Yeshua argue is by the ola that's treated like a chatos, not by the chatos that's treated like an ola. Okay, so says Mar Gufa. Let's go back to the discussion. Amar avad barava omar hayur Rabbi Yeshua ola sa'ov sha'asa'a lemata kimasa chatos l'shem chatos. When you take this olas hof and you treat it 100% like a chatos hof, kivan shemalak basimen echad nimshachas v'naseis chatos hof. So he said, once you do malika on one simen, yes, hamshacha turns it into a chatos hof. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we can challenge this from two different mishnayos in Maseches Kinim. This idea of hamshacha maybe can be proven incorrect from two mishnayos in Maseches Kinim. A little bit of background to Maseches Kinim, very little bit of background. A kan, by definition, though it's called Maseches Kinim, a kan is when there are two birds. Torim or Bnei Yonah, those are the only types of birds that are eligible to be a kan, and there are two types of kinim. There's what's called a kan chova. Someone has to bring two birds. So whenever there's a kan, like for example a yoledes, every time a woman has a baby, she has to bring a kan. So whenever there's a kan chova, one of the birds is supposed to be an ola, and the other is supposed to be a chatas. But sometimes there's a kan nedava. Person stam wants to bring a nedava, feeling good, wants to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so decides they're going to bring a kan. When there's a kan nedava, both of them have to be a carbon ola. It's not one ola, one chatas. They're both a carbon ola. Maseches Kinim deals with, in the majority, a mixture of all. When you have all these birds designated kan chova, kan nedava, and then the birds start flying around and getting mixed up with each other, and or you shechted some of them, and you know. So now figuring out what to do, how to deal with troubleshooting those situations. You know, you have a mixture of different of birds. Birds that belong to different people, or birds of chovet mixed with birds of nedava, or chatos and olos that get mixed up with each other, or chatos or olos get mixed up with other kinim. So we're going to discuss taroves of cases of the last two mishnayos in Maseches Kinim. In all of Maseches Kinim, the assumption is that it's women who are chayiv the carbon, but it doesn't have to be so. A man could also be a zav. Also has to bring a kan. It's shaykh by men also. Mitzora has to bring a kan, right? It doesn't have, or chote is chayv a carbon olaviyorid. Olaviyorid means, depending how rich he is, he has to bring different levels of carbonos. He could have to bring a kan. He could have to bring oaf as well. Yet we always assume that, and obviously nedava as well, he can be minadev. A man could do all sorts of kinim. So the Balamar, Maseches Kinim, explains that the reason we always speak about a woman is because we try to be more cheerful, and a man is only bringing kinim under unfortunate circumstances, almost always under unfortunate. He's a mitzora, he's a zav, something he did in Aveira, you know, so he's got to bring an olaviyari, something like that. A woman, it's under the most cheerful of circumstances. She had a baby, so she's bringing a kan. So she also brings in certain unfortunate, so we always talk about it as if it's yoledes, like every kan that's brought. So that's why it always speaks from like the feminine perspective, because that's what the assumption we'd prefer to make when there are kinim that are being brought. So, okay, so you have this Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Kinim. You have two women who are chayiv, who are chayiv to bring, have one bird left to bring, meaning they were each chayiv to bring a kan, but they each already brought one bird from their kan. So one of them already brought the ola, still has to bring a chatas. One of them already brought a chatas, still has to bring an ola. Good, and they bring together a set of birds, and they designate chatas lazu, that this one should be a chatas for the woman who still owes a chatas, va'ola lazu, and this one should be an ola for the woman who still owes an ola. So asa shtei lamala, and the kohen messes up. he does them both, l'mali, he treats them both like an ola. Mechza kasher, mechza pasul. So the one that was supposed to be an ola, great, and that woman is fine, and the one that was supposed to be a chatos is pasul, because chatos that's done l'mali is going to be pasul, so she's going to have to bring another carbon. What if he does shteyan l'mata? He brings them both like a chatos, so mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Once again, the one that was supposed to be a chatos, great, and the one that wasn't supposed to be a chatos is going to be pasul. Achas l'mala v'achas l'mata. And what if he does one l'mala, one l'mata, meaning he treats one like an ola, one like a chatas, but he doesn't know if he did the right ones? Shtei and psulos, then they're both going to be pasul. Shani yomer, chatas krevi l'mala, ola krevi l'mata. We assume, worst case, that he took the chatas bird and he brought it l'mala, like an ola, and he took the ola bird and he brought it l'mata, like a chatas, so they're both going to be pasul. So this one is the easier of the two rayas from Maseches Kinin. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. We said if he does achas l'mala v'achas l'mata, they're both going to be pasul, because maybe the one that he did l'mata was the ola. So what? Nihinami da ola kreva lamata. Granted, you're not allowed to have an ola that's brought lamata. Timshuk v'tave chatas of. Let it at least count as a chatas. Meaning, one of these women is chayav a chatas. So manafshuk, either you brought her bird correctly like a chatas, or you brought an ola and brought it l'shem chatas. But according to what Rabbi Yeshua is saying, when you treat an ola like a chatas, it becomes a chatas. So the woman who is chayav a chatas should be perfectly good and everything should be fine for her. Says Gemara, no. Emor damar Rabbi Yeshua b'chad gavra, b'trei gavri miyamar. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that treating an ola like a chatas is going to work? That's where one person is chayav both an ola and a chatas. So if you take his carbon ola and you treat it like his carbon chatas, it becomes his carbon chatas and his yotzei his chiyuv. But when it's two different people, and you take the person who's chayiv the carbon ola, you know, woman A is chayiv the ola, and you take her bird, and you bring it like a chatos on behalf of woman B, that's not going to work. That's not going to count. So he has the other person has no part of that chatos, and therefore they're certainly not going to be yotzei their chiyuv. So Tashma says Gemara will bring another raya. We'll bring another raya from another Mishnah in Maseches Kinin. Now, just to highlight what this Mishnah is all about in Maseches Kinim, or why it is that we may have difficulty understanding what this Mishnah is all about in Maseches Kinim, the Tiferes Yisrael in Maseches Kinim, Perek Gimel, Os Yud Tes, says about this Mishnah, Omar HaMechaber, Mikan Ad Sof HaPerek Yesholosh Mishnayos. Between here and the end of the Perek, there are three Mishnayos. Sheina Mishnayos HaYoser Chamuros Shebekol Shisa Sidre Mishnah. He says, I confidently say these are the most challenging Mishnayos in all of Shas Mishnayos. V'rabu Bem HaPirushim V'inin Ba'atzmahu Amok V'chachmas HaChashbon Kolaleha. You need to have a PhD in math in order to really figure this out. V'nikra B'lashonim Parmatzitan. Whatever he says, these are known as very, very difficult and challenging Mishnayos. So this is going to be where we're going to bring our second Raya from. Okay, so here's what you have. We're going to assume, obviously, we're not going in depth to all the Shitas and Rishonim, mostly because I can't. Okay, so we have two women that are, that each one is chayiv to bring three predos. How is it each one is chayiv to? One of them was chayiv to bring an ola and a chatas, and was chayiv to bring another ola because she had already brought the chatas, so she was chayiv two sets of birds, and of her two sets, she had already brought one chatas. So she needs to bring an ola and a chatas plus an ola. The other woman has to bring an ola and a chatas plus a chatas, right? Meaning she has also was chayiv in two sets, but she already brought one ola from her two sets. So sach hakol, between these two women, six birds need to be brought. So what do? They buy three kinim, three sets of birds. The first kan, they're koveir right away that one of them is a chatas and va'ola, and the other one is an ola. And the stuma. Then they have another kan that is stuma, meaning another kan where they don't say what's the chatas, what's the ola, they just leave it undefined. And then they have a third kan, vimufureshes, where they say at the time that they buy it that this one is a chatas and this one is an ola. This bird's a chatas, this one is an ola, but they're not koveh for who the bailim are of that chatas and that ola. So you have two olos, two chataos that are mafurash, and another kan stuma that sort of like hasn't been defined yet. And the Kohen is supposed to bring the olos lemala, the chataos lemata. And the kanastuma, he's supposed to bring achas lemala like an ola, and achas lemata like a chatos, and then it would be great, he'd be doing his job. But of course, that's not what happens. Asa kulan lemala. The Kohen brings them all lemala. So, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Half of the birds that he brings are going to be kasher. Certainly, the two olos that were mefurashos are going to be kasher, because they are olos, and he treated them like olos. But even the one from the Kanstuma, because one of the birds in the Kanstuma was supposed to be an Ola, so that's going to be kosher. But the other half, the two Chataos, and even the one that was Stuma, one of the Stumos that was really should have been a Chatos, are all going to be possible, because he did it incorrectly. He should have brought the Chatos, he should have brought them as Chatos, he brought them as Olos. What if, and this is more relevant to our discussion, Kulon lemata. He brought all of them, the olos, the chataos. He brought them all like chataos. So still, mechza kasher or mechza pasul. Whatever was supposed to be a chatos is kasher. Whatever was not supposed to be a chatos, was supposed to be an ola, is going to be pasul. Chetzion lemala v'chetzion lemata. What if he brought three of them lemala and three of them lemata? So each kan, he did one preda lemala, one preda lemata, but he wasn't paying attention which one. And two out of the three kinim already had defined which one was supposed to be an ola, which one was supposed to be. And he was just randomly, one lemala, one lemata. So ein kshera elastuma. So the kan stuma is fine. Why is the kan stuma fine? Because it wasn't supposed to be defined yet which one was supposed to be lemala, which one was supposed to be lemata. So the kan stuma is still going to be kasher. The shtei kinim that were mefurashos, that one of them was supposed to be an ola and the other was supposed to be chatos are possible, because maybe he reversed them, and it's only the kanstuma that's going to be kosher, because he can't mess it up. Whatever you do is going to be what it is. So umischalekas b'neihem, and therefore they should buy another kan and they should make a tanayim. They should say, if the ola was brought for me, meaning in order to get the biggest bang for their buck for that kan stuma, so they should bring another kan and say, if the ola was brought for me and the chatos was yours, so now the chatos should be for me of this new kan, and the ola should be for you, and that way we'll satisfy what we need to do. If the chatos was brought for me and the ola was brought for you, good, so now the ola will be brought for me and the chatos will be brought for you. So all of the six predos are of all the six, only two of them are kasher, from the Kanstuma, but aside from that, they have to bring another four predos, two for the first Kan, an Ola Lezu, Chatos Lezu, and two for the third Kan, which is Kan Mufreshes, and it's by the last one that they have to make that tonight. V'ilumu Furashin lo. Now, what's our Raya? It says in the Mishnah that if he does half of them Lamala, half of them Lamata, only the Kan Stuma is kosher. But the Kan Mufureshes is not going to be kosher. Why? Because maybe, what did he do? He brought the Karbanos Ola Lamata, and the Chataos Lamala. Maybe he reversed everything. V'amai. But why does that puzzle everything? Now, Nihinami, and this is our, you know, this is what the part that relates to our sugya. Nihinami, the Ola Kreva Lamata, granted, you took the Ola and you brought it as a Chatos, Timshuk v'tehave chatos ha'ov. But doesn't Amshacha tell me that that's okay? That an ola that's brought like a chatos can become a chatos ha'ov? I understand that which was supposed to be a chatos that you bring as an ola, that's not going to work. But let it become a chatos. Why not? So v'chi teima hadalok Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, an easy answer. Maybe just say that the Mishnayos and Maseches Kinim are not going like Rabbi Yeshua. It's only Rabbi Yeshua who holds this notion of Hamshacha, that you could turn a chatos, an ola into a chatos, and it becomes a chatos. Yeah, but maybe the Mishnayos and Kinim hold like Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Yeshua, which is always a little bit difficult. We never want to say anybody holds like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer shamutehu, but maybe it's not following the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Umimatzis hamer hachi. But can you really say that the Mishnayos and Kinim over there are not following Rabbi Yeshua? Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that they are following the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, because we're going to bring a Mishnah in Kinim, which is an extraordinarily complicated Mishnah, but none of the complications really matter for our sugya. The only thing that matters for our sugya is that at the end of the Mishnah, it mentions Rabbi Yeshua, and it's in that same series of Mishnayos. So it's just going to be hard to say that these Mishnayos in Kinim are not following Rabbi Yeshua when we see clearly that they do follow Rabbi Yeshua. So we'll just get the very surface of it. A woman says, I'm taking a Nadava, I'm going to bring two two birds. Im eled zachar, if I give birth to a baby boy, daf yomi coincidence, right? Yalda zachar, and then she gives birth to a baby boy. Mevia shtei kinim, so she brings two kinim. Achas l'nidra, one because she took a neder that she's going to bring a kan, v'achas l'chavasa, and one for her chiyuv. Misanasan l'kohen, ha-kohen tzarech la'asosan, shalosh l'mala v'achas l'mata. And then when she gives it to the kohen, the kohen's going to have to do shalosh l'mala v'achas l'mata. Why three l'mala? Three karbonosola? Because whenever you have a kan nidava, they're both a karbonola. It's only a kan chova that one is an ola and one is a chatas. So we didn't even touch the complicated part of the Mishnah. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow, and we'll see how at the very end Rabbi Yoshua's opinion comes up. It is very interesting, though, that she takes a neder on bringing a kan when she's about to have a baby, and we assume that it's independent of her chiyuv, and that she's not just taking a neder to do her chiyuv. There's a major discussion in Poskim: is a neder going to be chal if a person takes a neder to do their chiyuv? Would such a neder ever be chal? Okay, let's we'll pick up from that part of the Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.